तदाधिकारी तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय We can see that when Swamiji was preaching here and there in Western country, Eastern country, so many young persons and young ladies joined the movement, and all were so much energetic at that time. And working so hard for him and preaching. And that is why, and very quickly, it is spread all over. But as soon as he left this world, so many devotees became so weak that they could not maintain their inspiring position and what they were in the time of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Some of them left Krishna consciousness. Some of them became family person, male. And still continuing what Swamiji gave them. Chanting, remembering, but became more weak. As they were giving their energies fully in Krishna consciousness, chanting, remembering, serving Him, distributing books, writing books, printing books, all these activities, always engaged. So after that, they became weaker and weaker. Someone have left totally. Some are still anyhow doing, but not so inspired. So how he should continue this thing? That as they were inspired before, doing with so a strong desire and hope, so how we can continue? I don't want that as you are now so much inspired, and when I will return to India, then you will be weaker and weaker. I don't want. Whether the grihastha or whether renounced brahmacharya, that should be very strong. They should realize that my Gurudev is always with me. Just like we think that my Gurudev has not left this world. Never. Swamiji has not left us. He is also here, is omnipotent,
omnipresent,
always, and always we should chant and remember in this way, as we are chanting, remembering at that time. So we should try to make any arrangement that we should be like that, never falling down. In India, we have seen that so many problems came to devotees, the disciples of Swami Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. But they never gave up their practices. Always energetic. Also in our Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, we see that after our Gurudev, we are always preaching, chanting, remembering, more inspired and more with enthusiasm than at the time of our Gurudev. So I want that you all should be like that. Don't see that, oh, now you are so weak, or Gurudev has passed. How it will be? If I have so much faith on Harikatha and all the established truth and always following all these principles, going on chanting and remembering, mostly hearing, then I think you will never fall down, never. In any problem, you will not be weakened. So you should try to do. Because we know that we have, sometimes we bound to engage ourselves to maintain ourselves by money problem and others. It is money general. But we should try to increase our whole time in Krishna consciousness. Krishna will be bound to help us at that time. Surely. Because Gita is not false and Srimad Bhagavat is not false. So you shouldn't be weak by any problem or by any environment. And try to create good environment for our sadhana and bhajan. Where I go, I make a very good, try to make a very good environment that also chant and remember purely and with a strong desire. I think if you have so much faith on these books, then, by doing so, following will be so strong, not to be go down. You should also remember this line that Koti Swapi Mahamune, real devotee, Jagat in this world, real devotees are very rare. Bonafide. So it should not be hopeful, hopeless. Never. We are preaching, but not so many persons are coming. Don't be hopeless. We also see that those persons were coming so much in huge number. Now, where they are? So, only very rare devotee will be. So we should not be hopeless that, oh, anyone is not following, not coming. I must follow. We have explained up to Sarva Dharmana Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Aham Tvam Sarva Papabhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shucha. Then Mahaprabhu told that, oh, it is vahya, age kaha. It is external, you should explain.
Go further.
Go further. Then he told, raya kahe gyan mishra bhakti shat dashat. Gyan mishra bhakti shat dashat. What is gyan mishra bhakti? What is gyan? And what is bhakti, and how they mix, we should understand this. There is much difference in gyan and gyan bhakti. What is that difference?
cultivation of knowledge with the aim of attaining liberation, whereas Jnana Bhakti means that devotional service which is predominated by the mood of knowledge of the opulence and the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Mm. Any example?
An example is
of Jnani and Jnani Bhakta.
Jnani is any impersonalist like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya before he received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prakashananda Saraswati, personalities like this. And Jnani Bhakta is someone like Prahlad Maharaj, who Sananda Sanatan, Sanat Kumar, such personalities, they have devotion to the Supreme Lord, they have bhakti, they are pure devotees, but their mood is one of knowledge of the supreme position of the Lord, how He is all-powerful, how He is all-pervading, how He is all-knowing.
Jnani Bhakta are pure devotee are not. Pure devotee? How?
Because they are free from all kinds of material contamination. Only their love is limited by their knowledge, is covered by their knowledge. But there's no contamination in their devotion.
What is lacking in them? To be pure devotee. Hmm?
They are pure devotees.
Devotees, but something is lacking in them. What?
Intimate dealings with Lord Krishna.
Kya?
Intimate dealings with Krishna.
They cannot have that bhakti by which Krishna becomes controlled.
Yeah. By this, Krishna may be happy, but not controlled. And this bhakti is always in Braja, not anywhere else. He is telling the Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma na sochati na kankshati samasarveshu madbhaktim labhate param. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. Some sadhaks. Brahmabhuta. Brahmabhuta? You know? Brahmabhuta.
Platform of self-realization, spiritual realization.
That is, in Gita, sthita pragasya ka bhasa samadhistasya keshava. Prajahati? Come on. So, that sthiti. So Brahma Bhuta, always feeling some Brahma Bhav. Prasannatma. Any problem, not problem. Anyone dying, attacking birth or what is going, let us go. For them, there is no problem. Always prasannatma, always
happy,
self-satisfied. They don't want anything, and if anything is lost, nothing to worry, lament. Na sochati na kankshati.
No hankering, no
lamentation. Nothing. Never they want anything. Never problem. And if anything is lost, no hope. Going on. Samasarvesh bhuteshu. Always equal to all. Shatru mitra. Friends or enemy. Equal to all. They don't, they are not attached to any friend. They don't make any friend, and also no enemy. And then, by the effect of this mad bhaktim labhate param. They what? Attain
devotion.
Para bhakti.
If they get good association.
Para bhakti. They have some.
They attain good association.
They are qualified. If not attaining, they are bad luck. And if attaining, very good thing. So though in them, though I have not offended Krishna or Gita teachings, that Krishna has prakrit body,
material
body. And in his body there is a separate soul. So, if they are doing so, then they are offending. They are mudha.
Ignorance.
And they have to fall down in asuring, joning. So many?
Demonic
species.
They will have to fall. Any Brahmavadi like this, if you are finding any devotee, then what will we do? What will be? They will not attain para bhakti. Never. But they are not offending. But they are of this idea only. They may read Srimad Bhagavatam. No, they don't criticize Srimad Bhagavatam. And they don't follow Brahmavadis like Shankaracharya. Then Krishna will arrange a very good association for them quickly, and he will attain para bhakti. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once told, "Yo bhajyage kahara." Why he told? That it is also external. Can you tell any? You? Where is Ramesh? What doing? Oh, Bhajya. You are doing something. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told here that Iho Bhajya Aage Kahar. Very good thing. Why? What I told? Your mind was not here. Your ears were not here. I want that you should hear also. Then you will be perfect. Pundarik ka sakta hai?
When a misrita bhakti, one cannot enter into Vraja, not even coming in inside Vraja at all.
It is bahya.
External.
Why?
No engagement.
Huh?
No engagement.
What engagement?
No transcendental engagement of the Atman.
Why?
Because there is no...
Labhate para bhaktim?
Only in void.
Mala.
Negation of the material.
It's dependent on association. Without association, this process has no value.
He has not achieved that bhakti. Still, para bhakti has not. He is waiting. If he attends, then he will be iho hoy. But still, he is waiting for these things. But if he does any offense, then he is of nothing. He is. Yes. So, this bhakti is somewhat mixed with bhakti, this jnana, knowledge. What knowledge? There are so many kinds of bhakti. One, Swarup Siddha bhakti, Sangha Siddha bhakti, and then
Arup
Siddha. really Arashvidya bhakti is not bhakti. Sometimes we
attribute bhakti to this.
At that time, mixed with karma, mixed with jnana, mixed with tapa, mixed with remembrance, yoga, that bhakti. Sometimes mixed with karma. Karma is prominent, bhakti is secondary. Then it will be karma siddha, karma vidha bhakti. Karma ki? Karma misha. Arop. It is also called guna bhakti, guna bhuti bhakti. Not really bhakti. Like only distributing books. Books may be authentic, and he is distributing so much. It is real bhakti. But if that very book we will see, we will read, we hear from any bona fide Vaishnava, then it may be pure bhakti. It may be that by selling and using that money in Krishna consciousness, it will give some fruits and that impression, and that will be sukriti. It may be. But really not bhakti. Sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, bandanam, dasyam, sakyam. These are direct bhakti. They are sarup siddha bhakti. These are not sarup siddha bhakti. If anyone making temple by lakhs and lakhs crores of money, always engaged in that, is it sarup siddha bhakti? No. We see that in South India or also in Northern India, there are very big, big temples, but only crows and
pigeons
always there, making
stones.
Then, very Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti. So these are not pure bhakti. It does not come in Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, direct service. And moreover, Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shraman, Mathura Vasi Mutti, Sadhaya, Sakal Sadhana Sastha, E Panjam, Krishna Prem, Janmai, Pachuravas. If anyone has not done any offense and not doing offense, and if he is in the association of sadhu, pure, rashi and tattvajna both. Tattvajna, you know, knowing all kinds of established truths, and he is performing himself all these things. And in that kind of association, always chanting in their guidance, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and worshipping all these fives. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathura Vas. If you are going to Vrindavan and Mathura and Navadvip, and you are living there, taking your meals, in evening, parikrama, or hearing something, but independently, not in any good
guidance.
Vaishnava guidance, then what it will be? Like Vrindavan, we have seen that so many women devotees and men devotees always going here then and seeing Ras Lila, you know, and also taking cigarettes and bidis and so tobacco and all other things, and they sleep and they go to see, and then coming, doing no chanting, nothing. So being in Vrindavan will not do. this would be in the guidance of all this, that he will control and chant and remember. He will say, that I'm going to do chant name in lonely place, in a room, and he
shut the door.
And after some time, Gurudev went to see where is Kon Prabhu?
Dhir Krishna Prabhu.
Where? Oh, he chanting and remembering. Where?
Close door.
There. And Gurudev appeared, peeping. And he saw that. So much pain. My stomach is making so much trouble.
Also no halwa today,
Maharaj. Today I have taken so much halwa.
I wanted, but there was no halwa.
No halwa.
So, if he will be there independently, then all problems will come. Any of them. If you are chanting lakhs and lakhs but independently, then kabhu nama bhar sadai nama parad e sab janive bhai Krishna bhakti bhar. Krishna prem nahai ankur. Krishna prem will let koti janme jadi kare shramana kirtan tabutana paaye Krishna pade pe. Tabe jani tahate apradher pashu krishnam bijita hai na karem. What is the meaning? Yes, sutta.
When they chant Harinam, hearing and chanting for many, many births, hundreds and thousands of births.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been quoted from there.
But if he is committing offenses, then the prem will not sprout within his heart.
Sometimes he could not imagine that what I am doing. Criticizing, offending, but he will think that, I am doing my Gurudev's service. I am serving my Gurudev. I am serving high class of devotees by this. He will not realize all these things. So we must be in the guidance of any pure devotee. If we are not doing so, then that bhakti is not bhakti. That is karma. Actually it is karma. If you are not associating with any bona fide Vaishnava and doing so many activities, then all our activities will turn to karma. Kya chhe? Karma hai? Bhakti rahe dur. Kono karje bhakti na hai.
Krishna bhakti dvedo samsara na hai.
What is the meaning? You?
Ami.
Haan.
Mahatere kripa vina kono karme bhakti na hai. Karme siddhi na hai.
Means?
Without the mercy of Mahat, that means spiritual realization.
Mahat sadhu sangha.
Yes. With spiritual, with realized soul, and high class devotee, without his mercy, we could not success also any karma. What to say about Krishna bhakti? It is far away from karma. But if the Mahat devotee, that means high class devotee, will be merciful with anyone, then everything will be successful for him, and Krishna bhakti will be very easy for him.
Your karma will not be.
No.
Naveen Prabhu is saying that without the association and mercy of the
pure
devotee,
even
karma cannot be performed. What to speak of?
No,
it is not clear.
He is not clear. In any activities of that person, all are bogus karma. They are not bhakti. Nothing. But अच्छा सो राय कहे यो बाज आगे कहार है ना Prabhu ka yo bhajya aage kuhar. He has Mishra Bhakti. But Mishra Bhakti is no pure bhakti. He should try to act or follow pure bhakti, not mixing with jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, nothing. Jnana shunya bhakti, sadhya sad. Then he told that jnana shunya bhakti, the bhakti
devote
without amalgamation. Then Jnani prayasa dupasya namante vajivanti sanmukharitang bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tanuang manubhi. Jnani prayasa dupasya. What do you speak of nirvishesh jnana? Even Bhagavat Tattva knowing, appearance of Krishna. The Krishna is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of God. We'll have to forget. We should not try to always explain all these things. We should hear Harikatha. Appearance of Krishna and Krishna Tattva automatically will come in that devotee. And gradually, by hearing past.